Hello and welcome to another bonus edition of the Alabama Football Podcast, where we're counting down 10 headlines that were ripped away from Alabama fans with the cancellation of spring drills. Headline number nine, defensive front depth emerging. Oh, this is an exciting topic. I love when the defensive line, when Alabama hosts or features a defensive line that is deep, strong, versatile, talented, it becomes truly a weapon. It truly affects the quarterback. The linebacker play is better. The secondary play is better. Everything, every aspect of the defense plays better when the front is capable and ready to go. In 2019, Alabama was weak across the defensive front, and there were injuries that exacerbated the lack of depth. And so in spring drills, I was especially looking forward to the development. How was the depth across the defensive front progressing? Defensive front is different from offensive line, right? The offensive line give us five guys that can play, and barring injury or blowout or just administration of practice, that's all we need. We just need five. We've had seasons where we've been lucky, where Alabama only has had to play five linemen because who's the sixth, right? And it felt there have been seasons where it felt like it was a luxury to know who your sixth lineman was. Well, in recent years, we've known who our seventh and eighth linemen are, which is just truly a luxury. Across the defensive front, some years we've been quite deep, and some years we haven't been. And 19 was a year where we didn't quite have the depth. And again, injury played a role here. We ended up playing quite a number of true freshmen. If you think of DJ Dale, Justin Aboibi, and Byron Young, who the three of them actually ended up being starters at various points during the season. So think about defensive line. You know, you can't have too many. And so here's some of the storylines that I was certainly looking forward to. Players returning from injury. We've talked about a couple of them. DJ Dale, Justin Aboibi, and LaBrian Ray. LaBrian Ray is a five-star recruit that just has been a little bit star-crossed. He's played well, but then missing so much of last season, I was really looking for him to sort of blow out, burst out last year. And I'm hoping that he has that within him for this year, that he'll return fully from injury. And so it would have been interesting to see, hey, is he participating in spring drills? Because that's certainly a metric of his relative health. And then how did he perform? How did he look? And so we'll miss that, and we'll continue to hope that he comes back in the fall ready to go. A couple of players, Fildarian Mathis and Christian Barmore, we just want them to come back and do what they did last year, especially Barmore. I mean, he was all over the place. And if you were wondering who made that play at the line of scrimmage, it was almost always Barmore. And if Fildarian Mathis, I'd like to see him still drop another probably 10, 15, 18 pounds and get a little extra burst in his first step. But he's a player who's been steady and contributed well across the defensive front. So looking forward to his veteran leadership there. There's been a number of young players. Last year's recruiting class, 2019 recruiting class, there were a lot of youngsters across the defensive front. And I'd like to see them take that next step. And spring drills would have really sort of peeled back the onion on that. How are they progressing? We mentioned Byron Young. Like to see him continue to develop. Stephen Wynn, a big guy in the middle. Like to see him sort of shape up a little bit, but then also continue his development performance. Braylon Ingram. Like to see him continue to impress and improve. Probably the guy I was looking forward the most to seeing how he was performing in spring drills is Ishmael Shopsper. I have read numerous reports that coaching staff and recruiting folks say that he's as talented as any defensive lineman on the team. He just came to camp last year just out of shape and just continued to work himself into shape. Made tremendous strides, and by all accounts, the coaches were pleased with his progress, but that when he gets to where he needs to be, he might end up being the best defensive lineman on the team. And I was really excited to hear how he was progressing against that objective, because if he literally comes from nowhere, because he played the last couple games of the year where we were just out of defensive linemen, but we were still able to redshirt him. So he played almost nothing last year. And if we think that he can come in and be one of the best, I won't be so aggressive to say the best, but what if he can be the third or fourth best defensive lineman on the team? Well, that's probably not unreasonable if he's worked himself into that shape and the sort of the forecasting of his ability. If that's true and he can be like half of that projection, then he's the fourth best defensive lineman on the team. I'll take that all day long. And especially thinking that that's coming from nowhere, getting LeBrian Ray back, what he can do, getting DJ Dale back, what we know that he can do, Christian Barmore, getting him back, knowing what he can do. And then you're going to say that you can give me an Ismael Schopfer that is right in line with that, is the fourth name in that list. That would be a tremendous addition to the Alabama defensive front. And I'm not shortchanging any of the other guys. I just think that if he can project into that sort of cycle, that that bodes well. Interested in seeing, and now I think Tim Smith, a true freshman recruit. I don't think he was an early enrollee, so I don't think we would have seen him during spring drills. But it still would have been nice to see the other guys. You know, I've got 10 names there, and I'm counting Tim Smith, but I've got 10 names there. How many of those would have been ready to go? Could we have had a rotation that's eight deep? That would have been quite impressive. And coming out of spring, we may not have fully known that because we'd still be projecting Tim Smith. And there's another DL, but the name escapes me. But I remember projecting him as a redshirt. But the reality is we've got nine names. How deep would we have felt comfortable with that rotation? You know, six, seven, eight, maybe. And then you throw in Tim Smith, thinking that he's going to be in that mix in the well coming in the fall. So it would have been exciting to watch the emergence of the defensive front. How far down that list do we really feel comfortable with guys getting reps? And then how do we project that forward? The fellows that were maybe at the bottom end of that, how do they work themselves up? How do we get from six to eight capable rotation players? You get six, seven, eight guys that can rotate across the defensive front, and you've got you start to have a deep team, and the defensive front starts to be a weapon. And that certainly would have been an exciting storyline to watch this spring. Hey, this has been another bonus edition of the Alabama Football Podcast. Roll Tide.